and gentlemen.
Listen to the crowd roar. It's your Saturday morning sports fill-up. Racing royalty Richard Friedman and armchair expert Brendan Anakin. Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Welcome back.
Joined once again by former Panthers flyer Josh Mansour. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you for having me, boys.
Rotator.
Yes, I did ask him. I was like, are you cool with Richard after last week? He said, look, it was a shock to the system, but I am happy to come back because I enjoy your company so much, Brendan. So thank you for being here.
Did you say that?
Conversation that actually happened.
I did.
I talk to people without you around. Don't you worry
really?
About that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Hey, we all made it in, which is wonderful. I only just made it in. I had to get the submarine out coming through the M5 East Tunnel. My goodness, I was down Periscope. God.
You should have seen it at 4 o'clock this morning as I'm driving out to Rose Hill. I went through torrents that were, I drive a four-wheel drive. It was up to the bottom of the door on the four-wheel drive. Wow. And there were cars driving through there. It was above the floor level in the car.
Yeah, man.
And that was three or four times out between the city and Ashfield.
So I was coming through. So if you're out my way, so I live in Camden. If you're in the MacArthur region, if you're looking to come into the city this weekend, I wouldn't. Just don't. About a kilometre from the airport exit, M5 East Tunnel, it is flooded, man. It took me 40 minutes to get through that tunnel. Well, it shouldn't.
It's not all doom and gloom now. We've got the sun out, thank God.
Absolutely.
Yes, beautiful.
And the racing is going ahead. Unbelievably. Wow.
First day of the championships. Everyone at the track this morning was going, that won't be on until next week.
Oh, my
next
God. Minute. Well, he was thrilled because Richard's race of the day, obviously, that's null and void if there's no racing.
Exactly.
But there's plenty of racing. Yeah, so you're going to have to do some work before 11.
There was water flying across the track at the 1,000-metre mark, but apparently the going is consistent.
It's consistent. Absolutely it is. A quick note from Transport New South Wales as well. They've advised that the weather is easing, as you can see out there, some sunny skies, but there are extensive delays on Sydney Trains. So please take that into consideration. Most road closures are now open apart from northwest Sydney. So that's around Windsor, Richmond and the Nepean area. And SES are advising the community to make sensible decisions, quite obviously. Download Hazard in Your Area app. Updated information can be found there immediately.
Well, very good. And I just want to add to that community service by saying I was in the M4 tunnel this morning and at one point in the tunnel there was a curtain of water coming out of the ceiling.
Yes.
That can't be good.
No. And this is the thing. Just because there's sunny skies doesn't mean there aren't any hazards out there. Let's turn our attention to last night. That 6 o'clock game was unreal. The Bulldogs taking on the Roosters in torrid conditions. If you missed it, the Bulldogs won 30-26. They're actually up 26-0 at half time.
I don't think they've led that much at half time for about three seasons.
Mate,
they were electric
in that first half, Josh.
Yes, they were. Obviously, a few things went their way that night, and I don't think they'd leave that field content with the end result, 30-26 in the end. Defensive issues in my eyes. And I think as a coach with Cameron Serraldo, he's a very defensive-orientated coach, so he definitely wouldn't have been pleased with the end result, in my opinion.
Fair to say that if that had been a 90-minute match, the result might have been different. They were coming home strong, the Roosters.
Which is a problem too because Dom Young was sent off quite early in the piece. There were 11 men towards the end and the Bulldogs were just limping home.
Yeah. Fell in.
It was just a bizarre game. Bizarre game. Like two 18th men activated from both sides. Injuries galore from both sides. And again, like you said, send-offs, sin-bins, the game had everything. And
a couple of things I thought were a little unfair. I thought Victor Radley was harshly dealt with.
I think so too.
Getting 10 minutes in the bin and being on report for a hip drop. I don't know how he could have avoided it. He was just in the wrong spot at the wrong time, but not carelessly.
I agree. And as you can see in the tackle, like Stephen Crichton pokes his nose through the line. You've got Connor Watson around the legs and then you've got Victor jumping over Connor to get down Critter. So I thought that was a bit harsh, but when you look at Victor's report and his resume on his past, I feel like that was a massive influence.
He's the bad boy.
Yeah, isn't he? But yeah.
He's got the bad boy reputation. Mm. Probably the best bloke going around. But
the thing with Victor, like he plays with aggression, and that's what you want from a lock forward in your team, right? So, but unfortunately, it can go really bad or can be really good.
I'd still rather have him in my team. I'll take the risk on it.
Yeah,
man, I think so too.
From the Roosters' point of view too, you're probably fretting at half time, like that's the season gone, but they really showed a bit of gumption in that second half. So,
it's just on the Dom Young thing. Yeah. He send off for a high tackle.
Yeah.
What did you think? A lot of people thought, gee, that was a bit harsh.
Knocked him out cold, mate.
Yeah. I know, but was it with the intent? So, maybe it was. I don't know.
Much so.
From a winger's point of view, obviously having to come in at that speed, it can go horribly wrong, which it did for Dom. You can't come in with a closed fist and take off Taffy's head. Like, it's simple as that. Taffy's gone off and it's just right and fair that Dom has to, you know, sit the night out.
All right.
On that one.
Dogs have a real issue too. So they got the Storm next week.
Yep.
Here is their injury list. Blake Taff, category one. Mm. Looks like he'll miss the next game. Harry Edwards went off very concerningly with a neck injury. So all the best to him.
Yes.
Kurt Mann fractured his left hand. Connor Tracy, torn left calf. Kickow, he was kicked in the leg. They're going to get an x-ray to exclude fibula fracture. And Max King left with some swelling as well. So
it's not looking good. Not looking good.
No good. The other game was hard to watch. It was torrentially raining up in Newcastle. The Knights ended up with the Chocolates, 30-10. Mm. It was a pretty controlled performance, I thought, actually, from the Knights in wet weather in the first half.
It was like water polo. In the end, they were just sliding around in the water. It wasn't even mud.
Yeah, it was not fun to watch, and I would have hated to play in that game being a winger and a fullback. Those conditions are the worst to play in. But you know what? Kudos to the Newcastle Knights. That win was much needed. There was a lot of question marks around their spine and who was going to be steering the ship. And I thought Jackson Hastings' return, he had played an outstanding game. So yeah. Great result for the Newcastle Knights, and hopefully they can get some momentum going forward.
It was hard for me to determine who was actually playing half. It felt like if it was on the right-hand side, Cogger was the halfback. If it was on the left-hand side, Hastings was the halfback.
Yeah.
I hadn't really seen that much.
Well, I think that's what they were lacking, right? So they were loading up a lot on one shot, and I feel like there wasn't that much dimension in their attack. Now they definitely got – and as well, I have to mention Kalen Ponga.
Oh,
the biggest question mark was trying to unlock him. Like, they couldn't unlock him. He had an outstanding game against the New Zealand Warriors last week, but I thought he had played outstanding against the Dragons and he absolutely tore him apart. So I feel like going forward, when I'm looking at that spine, Kalen Ponga at the back, you've got Cogger and you've got Hastings. And for me, that has to stick for the rest of the season.
Can we talk about the Thursday night match?
Yes, briefly, please. Of course.
Yeah. Storm 34-32 over the Broncos.
Mm.
I thought the Broncos were going to win that match. Mm. Until Reynolds went off.
Well, they were.
They were just going to cruise in that match. They were the better side at that time. And then when Reynolds went off with the injury, it was shambolic after that. They were running around in circles. They didn't know who was supposed to do what.
Well, that's what Reno's job is to calm the team and steer him across the park. And I'm as a close mate of Reno, I spoke to him on Tuesday, and you know what? He was jumping around with energy over the phone. I can hear him, and mate, I'm just so gutted for him. Just those scenes at halftime in the sheds, and
he knew.
Yeah.
He knew.
I've done Miami before, and you
when
know
it's low away. Too, when it's low in that area, I've done it just behind the knee as well.
Yeah.
Painful.
Very.
And takes a while. So I know they're hoping for a low grade, but back there, it is hard to come back from quickly.
Yeah. Well, the low grade will probably be like a fascial tear, which will probably be, 2 to 3 weeks minimum.
Mm.
If it's a grade two, you're looking at 6.
Goodness.
How do they replace you?
Kurt Falls?
Yeah. Kurt Falls, I played with Kurt out in Penrith, and he's got a remarkable story. He was playing Ron Massey Cup for St. Mary's, and that was 5 years ago, and he slowly made his way up the ranks. He played New South Wales Cup. He was in and out with that, and then he cemented a spot in New South Wales Cup and then debuted for Penrith. And, now he's getting a shot at Brisbane Broncos, like one of the biggest clubs. Like, don't get me wrong, there's going to be a lot of pressure on his shoulders, right? Like, you've got a lot of egos in that Brisbane Broncos side, and he needs to be very vocal.
Speaking of that, it apparently, so I was listening on the live call that Ezra Mam has put up his hand for the number 7 jersey.
No.
Not going to happen?
I don't think it should. Like, he's one of
he
the
is
best.
Brilliant
he's
where he is.
Exactly right. Like, it's not broken. Like, why fix it? So
absolutely.
Just, you know what, stay 6. Yes, there's going to be more responsibility on Ezra's shoulders, but he's got to stay 6 for me.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
All the big names.
Big names.
I'd like to hear some more opinions.
Big opinions.
Just be careful of splinters if you choose to sit on the fence.
Imagine the splinters.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends with Richard Friedman and Brendan Anakin.
The AFL are doing something very unique this week, and I think the NRL should follow suit. Magic round this year. It's part of my top three. Mm-hmm. We're going to get to it very shortly before we do.
If it happened overnight, you'll hear it in the Triple M Dead Set Legends Sports Update.
Zach Lomax, baby. He's got his wish. The Dragons winger has been released from the last 2 years of his contract. However, the club that ends up signing him may be forced to carry his $800,000 value in their salary cap, which is disgusting.
Ouch.
Who's got that in their salary cap? Is anyone? Well, Roosters will.
What are you suggesting?
Bulldogs might. But Eels are the front runners. He's had a dinner at Brad Arthur's house. Yep. Apparently it was a roast dinner. You're wondering? Just a classic roast.
Oh,
okay.
Very specific.
And they are front runners. So even if he signs for less, they're going to have to carry that in their salary cap. They can apply for an exemption, but unlikely. Now, we must remember that that is fullback money because he was earmarked to play fullback for the Dragons. That hasn't eventuated. Then he wanted to play centre. That hasn't eventuated. So that's why he wants away.
That's the reason.
He is pretty talented.
Oh, my God. Did you see did you see that flick pass last night to Ben Hunt?
Could have ended in disaster, but didn't.
High risk, high reward. he also scored. I thought he was one of the best last night. Yeah, he didn't get the chockies. And I know there's been a lot of noise around him lately. And I don't think he's showing that in his performances. Like, to be totally honest, like, I don't disagree with Zach wanting a change and a breath of fresh air. Like, good luck to him. But I feel like it's just the narrative behind it. And he's coming across a bit greedy, if I'm going to be totally honest with you.
A bit entitled?
Like, Maybe you could say that. I think it's just the,
But his effort, I feel, chips away at that. Because if you're a prospective club, and you see the effort he's putting in for the Dragons.
True.
That's part of the plan to get out. If you're not going any good, no one wants you. You've got to play your best. You've got to put the show on.
My question to you, Joshua.
Yes.
How should the Dragons utilize that recouped cash?
Well, the rumours are that Ben Hunt's going to re-sign now, right? Which is...
he's getting some of the Lomax cash. Is that what's happening?
Too smart, chess not checkers, right?
Is that more to do with the basket case that the Titans are at the moment? Because that would be his only option, really, to go back up to the Gold Coast, finish his career there. So does he see what's going on with Dez and go, oh?
Well, there'll be question marks around Adam Reynolds as well, would you think?
Mm.
That could be an opportunity as well with Ben Hunt, you know, return.
Well.
He could return home, but obviously a lot of question marks there.
Would they have the room in their cap?
If someone leaves, maybe.
Oh, so someone
he entered
at the Broncos should be feeling nervous.
Well, you know what? It happens. It can happen. But with the question I have, where is Zach going to go? Is that like who's going to fit him in the roster?
Well, you remember. Well, the Eels are the front runners,
but like,
and like from what I'm hearing is like it's pretty much over the line. Mm. And you remember they were looking for an X factor. And Gutho said a while ago he was happy to move away from fullback if it was best for the team.
And who says I want out without a fair idea about who wants in, you know? You know, you just...
Yeah, we all read in between the lines here.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
I'm out of the club. Where are you going? I don't know.
Like, I don't think it's a demotion as well, like, to go on the wing. Like, he's absolutely killing it. But, you know, like, he's been touted as a New South Wales Blue this year on the wing. He's playing his career best footy. On the wing.
Yeah.
So why not just stick it out, give it a crack.
For 800 a year.
I'll be smoking a cigar on the wing if I was on 800 grand a year.
One of the great wingers. Is that offensive to you that he doesn't want to play the wing?
A little bit. Yeah. I feel like it's almost, but I don't know if it's the narrative or it's actually coming from him, right? So like it's not a demotion going to the wing. I feel like the wing these days, and maybe I am a bit biased, but it's a position where it's like, it's all based around moments, right?
Says the beautiful Scarless.
Wing. Listen, we're not making...
face caved in.
Yeah, I had my face caved in. That is true.
Who did that?
We're not making... Okay. Oh, Anthony Don, it was horrendous.
Horrific.
Let's not bring that back up.
No.
But yeah, listen, like we're not making 10, 15 tackles a game, but the tackles that we are making can stop a try, stop a line break, save a try. Like it's...
But you forget about the effort too that the wingers and the outside backs are putting in with carting the ball up these days as well. That didn't used to exist in the game.
Working a lot harder than they perhaps used to in the past. They're expected to... Get back in defence quickly because they're not doing much.
Yeah, I've got to stick up for wingers, Josh.
And look, even Xavier Coates' try the other week. They're all based.
Wing play is very different now than what it was 10 years ago.
It's offensive to Josh and I. Okay, I played three of the great games for Broughton Anglican College on the wing.
You.
Okay, and I grouped myself.
Don't indulge
all you listeners out there.
Josh, don't indulge this.
And you do have to do some work. I'm sorry, Richard. The racing is going ahead at Randwick on a heavy 19.
Well, I think they're fortunate that the scale only goes to 10.
My goodness gracious. It is TJ Smith Day. It is Doncaster Day. I'm going to need
Donny
both.
Day.
I'm going to need both those races, okay? I know it's race of the day, but it's quickly becoming Richard's races of the day.
It's becoming your races of the day.
Yes, please.
Tell me now.
Yes, please. Time for top three. This is mine. Brendo's top three. Here we go.
Let's go.
And I saw something this week the AFL were doing. They're doing Gather Round in Adelaide. So all the teams in one place converging, much like our Magic Round. What our Magic Round doesn't have is former stars going toe-to-toe in the ring, which is what they had in the AFL. So they had the Gathering. So they had the likes of Kane Corns and Nathan Brown. They were versing each other. Kane Corns, the victor. Dane Swan was taking on Dale Thomas. Dane Swan, the victor. Anthony Rocker versus Corey McKernan. They're some old school names.
Wow.
Anthony Rocker.
So they're punching
him.
On.
Yes, they are. I like it.
Were they serious or are they in there laughing, you know, kitten punching each other?
They've got some.
No, I think they're serious.
Yeah.
No, I think you need to get people who genuinely dislike.
As they say, it's all fun and games before you start getting hit in the head. You know what I mean? And then you're playing for keeps. So I'm thinking the top three NRL boxing bouts that we want to see before Magic Round.
Ooh.
That's what I want. Okay. So here's my top three.
Okay.
Have a think yourself. And you start thinking, please, on 133-53 because we're going to take calls.
Are we saying current players or ex-players?
Could be anyone. So here we go. My number three, Gordon Tallis and Bill Harrigan.
I was thinking.
Right?
Makes sense.
It's not really a fair contest.
There is a grievance.
Well, they're both old.
Gordon does have to be blindfolded. Okay? So Gordon Tallis blindfolded and Bill Harrigan.
Why don't we get Gordon Tallis and Brett Hodgson?
Oh, my God. Again, Gordon has to be blindfolded and be sitting.
Brett thrown out of the ring this time.
Gordon has to remain sitting in the corner of the ring and Brett can do a flurry.
So that's three.
It's Gordon Tallis versus pretty much anyone, but Gordon is handicapped in some way.
Well, Billy Harrigan and if they do a tag team.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
What, former referees.
Yeah, no, former... referee and former Blues player who got ragdolled out of the off the pitch. They tag team on Gordon.
This is what we're looking for.
That's fair.
Sounds good now.
Number two, Sterlo and Buzz Rothfield.
You know, I'll throw in Gus in there as well.
Get Gus in there.
Gus and Buzz.
Yeah, take Sterlo out. Gus and Buzz.
Buzz may have a conga line of people lining up to get in the ring with him.
Oh, yes, he does.
Gus and Buzz. Okay, so that's the second bout before Magic Round. This during the Magic Round, instead of the conference, press conference after the game, the losing coach takes on a bunker official because no doubt they've been aggrieved at some point.
What sort of mind comes up with
so
this?
So if Chris Butler's in the and he's made some horrific calls, he comes down and Trent Robinson's lost with the Roosters. They go mono-a-mono in the ring.
Let's get Ricky Stewart as a coach.
Ricky Stewart versus pretty much anyone is in. This is good fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's pretty good fun.
Yeah. These cage matches or are these, you know.
Who would you jump in the ring with, Josh?
Who would I jump in the ring with?
Oh. Anthony Dunn. You
are. Oh, God.
Not again.
Touchy subject. You know what? I would love to see Jackie White in the ring. He can throw them.
What, with you?
No.
I said, who would you jump in the ring with?
Who would you like to get in that ring?
You know
to
what?
Just... You know, probably have your way with them.
Jordan Rapana.
So to speak.
Jordan Rapana. Me and Geordie, like we went toe-to-toe on a lot of seasons, you know, opposing winners. And, you know, he split me once and I haven't forgotten about
You'd like to split him. Return the favour.
Yeah.
But I think he'll split you again.
Yeah.
133-5. No, I'm backing you. He's mean to you.
I know.
We're asking you on 133-53 off the back of my top three, which is the NRL boxing bouts we want to see, specifically before Magic Round, because the AFL did that with Gather Round. They had the Gathering, a bunch of former AFL stars just punching on with each other, just a bit of fun.
Yeah, why not?
And most NRL stars want boxing in their contracts these days anyway.
It's a trend, isn't it?
133-53.
They're taking it off the field, so they might as well put it in the ring and get some value out of it.
I haven't asked you yet, Richard. Do you have any that you want to see or...
Oh, just like to I thought calls, you, or... you might. You were asking me, is there anyone I'd like to get in the ring?
Oh,
I'm a little old for it, but there's a long line of people.
Yeah,
that I would like
most
to
people at Randwick or Rose Hill or Warwick
anywhere
Farm.
Anywhere I've been, really.
Yeah, Doomben, Chartin.
anywhere.
133-53, Martin, the NRL boxing bout you want to see.
Good morning. There's only one fight that should be held, and that would be Benny Elias versus Mario Fenech.
Huge.
Is it? Yeah, I don't know about this. Was there a feud?
Is there a feud?
Oh, there has been, yeah.
Martin, he's gone. We're asking you.
Martin.
Yeah.
Martin.
Yep.
Yeah. Hello.
One of the great feuds?
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Let's go to Jonah on 133353.
Great chat.
Jonah, what's the NRL boxing bout you want to see?
Mate, it's going to be Robbie Farah and Anthony Watts. That bust up where Watts' face looked like it got stung by 1,000 bees.
Yes, I remember that.
What, do you want him to just get it again? It seems cruel.
He's got a taste for it. Once you get a taste for it,
who's your money on?
It's got to be
Robbie.
Yeah.
Of course, it's on Robbie.
Right on.
Yeah.
You won the first
just,
one.
Yeah.
It was a contest.
Mark in Sutherland, one of the great Bunnies fans. Who do you want to see?
Hello, boys. Love your show. Love your work, mate. I've got a couple for you. Jackie Whiten against Victor Radley. I'd probably Jack on points. Secondly, an old-time favourite, Les Bundy Davidson. Richard, you'd be aware of who I'm talking about, against David Cement Gillespie.
Yes.
And the biggest punching I've ever seen on a field is Stevie Bowden when he punches shit out of Mark Broadhurst.
Yeah, good stuff. I tell you who I don't want to verse in the ring, a guy whose nickname is Cement.
Cement Gillespie. Steer away from that.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to box Cement? Not very much. Victor Radley would end up in the sin bin too, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he'd be ejected from the ring.
What about you, Rob, in Liverpool?
Reid Marnie, I think. He's the new grub of the NRL, so I reckon it'd be a good bout against Josh Reynolds.
Yeah. Oh, a couple of grubs.
Yeah, even last night, like Smith v. Mahoney. I'd like the both mongrels.
Didn't need it either, but he does. He's got a bit of mongrel in him. I like that, Rob.
What about the cauliflower ears on him? Have you seen it?
Yeah. No.
Oh, horrendous.
They're just like dinner plates. Yeah. They're just no definition
in them
at all.
It's hard to do with a helmet on as well, to have cauliflower ear with a helmet on.
Makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense, man. Phil in Castle Hill finishes off. What are we thinking?
G'day, lads. It has to be. It's a no-brainer. Andrew and Matty Johns.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And actually, I'd pay to see that.
Johns with Matty Johns, because I reckon Matty needs all the help he can get. In there as well.
Man, I don't know. I reckon Matty would fight
Andrew
dirty.
And Johns will flog them both.
I think Matty fights dirty. I think there'd be a bit of kicking.
I don't know that this would be a new thing either. I suspect in the earlier years there may have been plenty of previous bouts between the two of them. Exactly.
And I'm all for fighting dirty as well. That's not a slight on Matty Johns. Win any way necessary. You
really?
Know what I mean? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You look like a bit of a kicker and a scratcher as well, Richard. No. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah. I get some other bigger bloke to do the job.
Yeah, there it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, if it's happening in sport, you'll hear about it here.
The greatest happening in sport.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Richard Friedman and Brendan Anakin.
Look, I was very surprised this morning coming in, listening to Sky Racing, amongst flipping between Triple M, obviously.
Of course.
That the racing is going ahead at Randwick today on a heavy 400, Richard.
Yes, they are quite fortunate that the scale only goes up to 10 because I think it would be a heavy 19.
And there's a couple of great races today, two group ones I'd like to focus on, please, if you'll indulge me. First of all, the TJ Smith Stakes, that's race 7 at Randwick.
The premier sprint race on the card. Mm. This is for the high class sprinters. This is for these are the 100-metre runners,
elite.
You know?
Yep.
Absolute elite of
creme de la creme. The cream of the crop.
The thing about it is, it's not a huge field. They've only got about 13, 14 runners with scratchings, I think.
Yeah.
But about 90% of the field are absolute mudlarks.
I know.
They love it wet.
Isn't it great?
I wish I win. He's almost unbeaten in the wet. Marzu, one of the great wet trackers in Australia, Coal Crusher, rarely gets beaten on a wet track. Half Cabin's capable. Buenas Notches, not so sure about him. Imperatriz, the great mare from New Zealand who's been on fire, anytime she's been on a wet track, she's run really well. So she's not hurt by it. It's just the list goes on, right down to the bottom.
So you're basically saying it's anyone's race.
Well, I think what you do is, in that case, you just pick the two best horses because no one's getting a big advantage from being on a wet track.
Mm.
You know, sometimes you get the only wet tracker in the field gets a big advantage. This is a field full of wet trackers. Their mudders were mudders.
May I suggest a slight advantage to the leading pack? I mean, maybe a lightweight and a leader of the race, perhaps?
Not about lightweight under these conditions, but horses that sit on the pace certainly you would think would have some advantage. I think they'll be getting out very wide in the straight two by this time. It's still be late in the day, race seven.
Magic Time looks like a real great roughie, as does Coal Crusher. That's at $51 at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know that he's got the class.
He doesn't have the class, but you never know on these tracks,
well,
Rich.
Yeah, and that's the difficulty of betting on wet tracks. You do get some odd results, but I think I Wish I Win probably would like to be drawn further out than Barrier 4, but okay, I think he'll be hard to beat. And Imperatriz never runs a bad race. So, you know, if you want to take trifectas, make sure you've got those two horses in and take some roughies, maybe put Coal Crusher in.
Coal Crusher, I'd say Magic Time. I like Magic Time, man.
Trained by Graham Begg, mate of mine, very good.
There you go. Not many, mate. Sorry. Oh, that's the one.
Right.
That's the one.
That's him.
Let's go. Oh, I've made myself laugh. Let's go to the Star Doncaster Mile. It is the race after Richard. Another Will too short for mine.
Well, yes. Another Will is this rising star horse. He's come through the grades from the low grades and he's just reaching the top grade now. But he's got to run into some pretty tough campaigners here in the Great Doncaster Mile, the 1600-metre race. It's a great starting point. Got 600 metres before they get to a turn, so they can all get a good position. It's hard to say what the pace will be like, and there aren't as many wet trackers in this field. Think about it. Always runs well, but he's been a bit easy in the market. Japanese horse came out here, won the Golden Eagle, Oban Buramai. He's back out here for this race. He's eased a little bit because they're probably unsure about his ability on wet turf.
Yeah.
Look, Lady Laguna is capable in the wet, and she's drawn middle of the field.
That's my on topper, Rich.
She's been in great form. She's got, a nice light weight for her. So this is weights are much more significant in this race because it's a true handicap. So you can get down to another Will. Celestial Legend hasn't seen a lot of wet going, so there's much less known about that. Much more open race. Look, I think I'll stick with. I think I'll stick with your tip, actually.
Lady Laguna.
Lady Laguna.
Yeah, I really like it.
I think she'll definitely run a good race. She's not incapable on a wet track. In fact, her record on heavy ground, as I just look at it now, 6 starts for 1 win and 4 placings. So not doesn't love it, but doesn't hate it.
Hinged a must for Exotics. I don't think it'll win, but it's come in from $51 into about $23.
Yeah, I think Hinged is one of those horses that does like it.
Yeah, could jump out of the ground at the end. There you go. Those are your races today at Randwick. It is
two
running.
Two great races.
Oh,
the great sprint and the great mile.
I am glad it is going ahead. We were just talking off air about the absolute monster that the Broncos wheeled out over the weekend. Ben Takura, officially the tallest player to play in the NRL. I'm talking 207 centimetres.
Jesus.
What's that
Christ.
Now? Is that up there in 7 foot or something?
Close, yeah, like 6'9", something
wow.
like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was a big, I saw him playing. He ran over the top of someone, scored a try.
Well, it's like, oh, he scored on debut. Yeah, he's massive. He's running from 10 metres.
It'll be a challenge to wrap up the ball on that guy, that's for sure.
Yeah. Jason Saab. Big Nelson, they're up there, but this
Jason,
kid's bigger.
I was with Jason last week, and my top of my head is just below his shoulders, so I'm not going to stand next to this kid. There's no chance in the world.
No, doesn't make you look good.
No.
What about
it's
you?
It's important to you, isn't it?
When you were playing, the people you hated tackling.
It was always a bony, like angular. Corks.
Blokes that are all elbows and knees.
Acute
and,
humans.
You know, sharp shoulders.
I'll never forget. There was one time I was making a kick return, and we're playing against Canberra. And Elliot Whitehead?
He came out
and he just corked on the side of the quad and it was awful. It was horrendous. It was like the first 5 minutes of the game and it was just hanging around.
Did he pat you when he got up?
No, he didn't.
There's a boy.
He didn't. I've always loved players kind of rushing out of the line and trying to put a shot on me because I was very lucky enough just to bounce off it. So I'm not trying to sound like I'm big or strong and mighty or anything.
But no one was implying that.
I think he was.
You know what? There was one moment, I should say, that we're playing the Chooks, and it was a young Latrell Mitchell, 18 years old, and he ran through Jamie Soward and my centre. I can't remember who it was at the time. So I've come in to try and save
the day.
And he just bumped me off like I was nothing.
Yeah.
And I was numb from shoulder to fingers, and that's no exaggeration.
You were Latrelled.
Goodness,
I
mate.
Was. I was trucked.
I reckon the Sharks are counting their lucky stars this weekend. If there's one weekend you didn't want to play, it's in these horrendous conditions. They've got the bye.
It's been absolute carnage, hasn't it?
Goodness me. Unfortunately, this man wouldn't be able to play anyway, injured at the moment as we bring him in. Toby Rudolph, that syndesmosis injury. How are we feeling, brother? How are we rehabbing?
Yeah, boys, not going too badly at all. It's ticking along. Did my first actual run yesterday, which was pretty painful, but yeah. it's definitely on the road to recovery.
Pretty good start to the season, Toby. I mean, Sharks sitting second on the ladder, 4-3, only the one loss. That was, I mean, everyone hopes they start that well, but even that must have perhaps even exceeded your expectation.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Look, it's still very early rounds. I mean, only sort of four rounds in, well, five including this one now. And to have the winning record we do is amazing. But, you know, people were writing us off 2 weeks ago when we got lost, when we got bit by the Tigers. So, and then they've sort of resurged the form even more so. So, look, it's definitely pleasing to start the way we have so far. We're just looking to keep it going and keep the momentum rolling.
Toby, it's Saucy here. How's it going, brother?
Good, thanks. Saucy yourself.
Oh, mate. Pleasure to hear your beautiful voice. Quick question. Obviously, it's no secret. Last year, you guys struggled with top eight teams. What's the difference with your side this year, especially facing those top quality sides?
Well, let me just say, firstly, thank you for the question. That's an outstanding question. I was like, putting that out there so everyone knows it.
Yeah, good.
Look.
Saucy.
Saucy, very saucy question. The difference this year, I mean, we haven't really come across a whole lot of top eight teams yet. We got the win against the Raiders last week. But look, we honestly, that whole thing is a bit of a narrative. I mean, we beat teams and then they'll sort of fall out of the top eight and then no one recognises them as a top eight team and vice versa. So, mate, all we've got to do is just focus on what we can control and how sort of we can improve and in areas we can improve. And if we just focus on that, then they wouldn't take care of themselves.
That Canberra game, so down 18-0, I know you're off the field, but, I mean, you certainly know what's going on in the team. Most teams would put the cue in the rack, you know, we'll look at next week, we're 18-0 down. What sparked that resolve, that resilience, that game for the win?
Well, I mean, it's something that we've almost sort of, I guess I wouldn't say pride ourselves on, but it's something we've been able to do in recent years gone by. We've been able to sort of fall to the wayside by a try or two, and then all of a sudden we can just sort of find that energy. So maybe the fact that we've been there before, I mean, it wasn't only round one, we were 12-0 down against the Warriors, and we managed to sort of put a good performance there as well. So I was in the box next to Fitzy, and he was pulling what little hair he had left out. It was I was pretty scared as well. First 20 minutes, 18-0 down, didn't look too good, but look, I think it just sort of speaks to the resolve of the team and knowing sticking to our process actually wins games. We said to sort of after the game, Fitzy, look, when we actually listen to you, we sort of win games sometimes.
He must be happy.
Oh, I want to ask you, Tobes, like speaking of Fitzy, like what great qualities and traits does he bring as a head coach?
Oh, man, so many. It's hard to mention. Like he's so calm, he's so positive, which is actually huge. It doesn't matter sort of It doesn't matter how bad you play, but as long as you're sort of putting in the effort and doing what he tells you to do.
Yeah.
Like his positivity is infectious, and as well as his calm nature. And I think the biggest thing he brings, he's just such a good guy. Like everyone just has so much respect for him. And
Does he jump in the wrestling sessions? True or false?
Chinese whispers false.
Oh. No wrestling.
Yeah.
Because he knew he'd win.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He wrestles with the old blokes, but all our black belts out of Wollongong.
And now for the important question. Oh. What's your try target this year?
Oh.
As in how many or is it whom running over?
Both, yeah. Now okay. That you mentioned it.
Now that I mentioned it. I would love to run over Liam Knight. That'd be a dream come true.
Terrific. Print that.
Yep. And how many this year? Look, honestly, I'm happy with one every year. All I ever get is one. That's all I've got for the last 4 years of my career, and it's always past round 20. So if I can get one past round 20, I'll be happy.
Oh, why don't you double it this year?
Go for two.
Go for two
dopes. We back you.
You're asking for a 100% increase. That's pretty hectic.
He's a businessman. You got to get back on the park first, my man. Have we got a return date yet or something you're aiming for?
Yeah, hoping. I think Canberra will be gold standard. It's about round 2 more weeks from now.
Mm-hmm.
But sort of 1 week past then is probably more accurate. And then every week past then should be sort of good to go, hopefully.
All right, great, man. Well, all the best with the rehab. Sounds like you're a kid's sport. Enjoy your weekend and we'll catch you soon.
Take care, brother.
Thanks for the chat.
See you, Tabby.
If it happened overnight, you'll hear it in the Triple M Deadset Legends Sports Update.
I was just thinking about it too. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just wanted to answer your own question. It's such a douchebag.
No, I was thinking about. No, that's the first time you've called me a douchebag.
Douchebag.
At least on air. The Panthers have locked in a key member of their spine with hooker Mitch Kenny inking a 3-year extension. And I like it, Josh Mansour. Yeah. I like it.
He's a gun.
I love it, actually. Me and Mitch Kenny were actually carpool buddies back in my Penrith days. And, mate, he's a colourful character, great guy, great fella, tough as nails. And he's a massive Yeah, he's a massive plus,
isn't he?
Massive plus. So, yeah. It's,
and to be able to replace Epi Coruscant with someone of that quality.
Well, I remember when Epi left that it was going to be massive shoes to fill, and obviously so, but Mitch has really taken on the responsibility of being that, you know, a steady number nine, 80-minute hooker. It's not easy in the modern game. And, you know, he's – I think the biggest question mark was his subtlety around and being a manipulating hooker, just like Epi is. And – you know, he was a great protege under Appy, and he's learned a lot of great traits from him. And he's just, yeah, he's been probably, what, top five hookers in the game at the moment, in my opinion.
Frees up that spot on the bench too, playing 80 minutes.
Yeah, massive.
Which is wonderful.
Exactly right.
Going around again tonight, or this afternoon, they're playing the Seagulls. We'll get that in Josh's NRL preview before 11. Very quickly, Bulldogs coach Cameron Seraldo has rubbish suggestions of a rift between he and GM Phil Gould. It seems whatever club Phil Gould is at, there is some sort of rift with the coach.
Where did that come from?
No, there's some sort of report of a...
Correct. Yes, absolutely right.
Not necessarily one.
No, because I wanted to ask you, because Phil Gould was at the club at Penrith when you were there.
Yeah.
Did this sort of scrutiny bother the playing group at all? Did you see any of this going on?
Never. No. Gus never overstepped the mark, in my eyes anyway. You know, he'd come in, he'd give us a talk from time to time, but always never overstepped the mark. So I don't know. That report's rubbish. I don't even know where that's coming from, to be totally honest with you. And I don't know how...
People just love to drag down people who like Gus, you know, and especially in sports that are very, very popular. There's always an army of people want to say terrible things about them.
Yeah.
Winning silences critics as well. And they did that against the Roosters last night. So I'm sure that will go away fairly quickly. You know what won't? Dick's Quiz. That's hanging around. And it's next. 133353 is the number. It's going to be something.
Can't wait.
I can't promise it's going to be
I'm shooting
big.
For a new low.
Oh, great.
You should be able to get there.
You'll get there.
Anyone for tennis?
Richard Friedman and Brendan Atkin, Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up. Tie your tray tables in an upright position and securely latch your safety helmet, because it's time for Dick's Quiz.
Let's get quizzical.
Richard's face.
That's something out of the 80s, where, you know, you should have worked here in the 80s.
I should have.
Oh!
It was a different time.
Let's get quizzical. Yeah,
judging from what I've seen under the desk, I certainly should have been working here in the 80s.
Yes. Yes. Okay, this is the Dick Quiz.
Yep.
This is the quiz where...
Let's go. No, it's Dick's Quiz. It's not the Dick Quiz.
Why not?
It's Dick's Quiz. Yeah, thank you, Josh.
This is where Josh loses and the listener wins.
Dave is playing today. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Hello, Dave. You feeling lucky? You don't need to be.
Not so much, really.
Nah.
Would you prefer the Dick Quiz, or do you want to just play Dick's Quiz? I'd go with the latter.
Happy for whatever.
Yeah, okay. No, okay. No, you're not. Trust me.
The first question goes to Josh.
Yes, sir.
How many weeks suspension have Tim Zhu and Sebastian Fandora been given after the injuries they sustained during last week's fight? How many weeks?
Suspension?
It just says how many weeks he doesn't know.
Mate, I'm just going to... 4 weeks?
No. Close.
Not even close.
It's not very close.
No. Four is not close to six.
It's as close as... not as close as five.
Well, I thought Dave was going to get the same question. No. But anyway.
You're wrong. So he started off with a loss. That's good.
Yeah.
That's normal.
All right.
Now, this is for you, Dave. Who spent 10 minutes in the sin bin last night between the Bulldogs and the Roosters? Let me just qualify that by saying usual suspect.
Yeah. Late in the piece. Knew the way quite well.
Hurry up, Dave.
That's for you, Dave.
Who?
Jared.
No. Possibly one.
He's a repeat offender as well.
He's a recidivist.
Yeah.
No, but it's Victor Radley. One of the, you know, has his own chair at the sin bin with his name on it, I think.
I thought you were on Google there, Dave.
I think he was.
He was on Google. We just made him answer before he got the right one. Josh, your question. Where is the Formula One being held this weekend?
This weekend?
Yeah. Yes. It's on every weekend.
Yeah, they run it, you know?
Well.
This weekend it is in?
It's not here in Australia, right?
Correct.
That's just...
Do you know, Dave? Do you want to steal it?
I'm going to say, I don't know, Macau?
Macau?
I don't know why I thought that.
Anywhere in the world, and you've gone Macau.
It is Asia. Japan, land of the rising sun.
Yeah.
There you go.
The more obvious one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Dave. What Foreman?
I don't know where it got Macau from. I really Macau. Don't. I don't know why. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
I forgot Macau existed until Josh said it.
They don't even race in Macau.
Correct. That wasn't the question, though. What former number one tennis champion had to withdraw from the Monte Carlo Masters due to injury?
Rafael Nadal.
Oh, gave him a bit of pepper too. Two wins.
Here we go.
And Josh has had no wins.
No, got to get this. Got to.
Come on, Dad. Josh, come on, Dick.
Name the ex-Souths junior who has just signed a mega extension deal with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Dylan Mulata.
Easy.
About time. Give me an easy one.
He's still lost. Because he... It's got one. You've already got two with Dave.
No, he's only got one.
Dave's got one. Yeah. One all.
Ben,
oh, that's right.
In the race. You are falling away as a quiz master, I've got to tell you. His mind's slipping.
Okay.
Come on.
Got to get this one.
No pressure, Dave.
Right. Who did the Wallabies beat last night at the Hong Kong Sevens?
Ooh. Ooh. Do it. Beautiful light blue flag.
Good friends from the islands.
Yep. Part of the Commonwealth.
Oh, come on.
Hmm?
Hope you got fun.
Okay, do you want to find some reception there, Dave?
Because they're going to...
Did you say Fiji?
Yes, yeah. I thought he did.
Oh, my God. F1J1, absolutely right. Well done, Dave. You're off to the zoo. Explore the zoo with the view every holiday throughout the year with Zoo Friends annual pass to Taronga Zoo. Get yours online at taronga.org.au. That's a year pass, Dave.
How good.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Awesome.
Hey, yes, what's your favourite animal at the zoo?
The lion.
Incorrect. Malaysian tapir is what we were looking for. Malaysian tapir. Thank you, Dave.
Badger out there? I like those honey badgers.
Can't you just find a badger in the wild? Do you
not
need
a
it
honey
at the zoo?
Badger.
Not a honey badger?
Nah.
No, no, no.
They eat snakes.
Like, they should eat honey.
Oh, they do.
Okay.
All right. They get stung like you wouldn't believe. No, I got a whole thing on honey badgers. I love them.
Do you think Taronga Zoo are listening to this going, this
Dave,
is gold?
Congratulations.
I would like to win this, by the way.
No, you'll never
win pass. I know, you've got three kids.
Dave, congratulations. You have been part of the lowest point of this quiz,
mate,
so far.
Dave
this year.
Is long gone.
Right. Yeah, he's gone.
Josh Mansour joining us today, who, it would appear, is some sort of tipping savant, Richard Friedman.
Well, let's qualify that.
Let's qualify that.
Okay, go ahead.
So last week, the Dragons taken on Manly, and he gave us a little bit of this.
I think it's a bit of a flip of the coin, that one. St. George is a bit of a bogey side for Manly down in Wynn Stadium.
Yes. I don't know how much of a flip of it.
I think it'll be short.
Is it heads on both sides? He even copped some hazing, and he was absolutely right. Dragons did the Sea Eagles.
And?
Oh, what about this chip on Monday?
A few question marks over the Eels. You know, Mitch Moses out. I'm liking the West Tigers.
Dang, that Easter Monday clash got that right too.
Yeah.
You would have got a perfect round.
I'm not going to say perfect. I've got a bit of the
now, how did it
before.
Go?
How did it go?
How was the rest of the round?
We spoke off air and let's leave it off air. Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Well, I'm on air.
So you got two from eight last week.
I'll tell you, he tipped every loser after that.
Expert.
Let's see if you do any better or as well this week.
Yes,
Rabbitohs Warriors from three. That'll be your game on Triple M NRL right here on 104.9 and the Listener app. But you giving the Bunnies any chance against the Warriors? They're at home.
Yeah, I'm giving them a chance. You know, sun's out now, which is good. A bit of dry footy. I feel like the wet footy would definitely favour the Warriors. Obviously, with Alex Johnston now, try scoring machine is a big loss for them. Listen, like they're up against it. The back's against the wall. There's no argument there. They need to string a few wins here. Last week, good win against the Bulldogs, good Friday clash, back in the winner's circle, but I still wasn't convinced with that win, if I'm going to be totally honest. Listen, I always love the boys. I always want them to win. I am their harshest critic, but they're nowhere near playing their best football. It's pretty obvious, but you know what? This is a good opportunity for the Rabbitohs.
Just tip the Warriors. That's what you want to do, isn't it?
Listen, my heart's with the Rabbitohs.
Yeah,
mate.
I know. You've been dancing around this for the last 30 seconds a minute.
I have. Okay, listen, I'll just tip the Warriors.
Rich likes cutting through the crap.
Yeah, right.
Let's go to Four Pines Park. The Sea Eagles looking to bounce back after that loss to the Dragons against our boys. I'm grouping myself in there, Richard. The Panthers. Any chance for the Sea Eagles? But you got Fisher Harris back for the Panthers. Huge inclusion.
So massive inclusion for the Panthers. Listen, I'm going to, back with my heart and head for this one. It'll be the Panthers. They have a lot of success. Playing out of Brookie. I have great memories playing out of Brookie as well. So I know the Panthers have inflicted a lot of misery on the Seagulls in the last couple of seasons, and I still feel like the Seagulls is a work in progress.
I'm going 13 plus on that one, Rich. Your boys.
Theoretically.
Mitch Kenny re-signed as well.
Yes, he did.
During the week.
Absolutely.
Massive re-signing, three years. He has been enormous for the Panthers, and he was another study to Upper Coruscant when he was there, and now he's been one of the standout hookers in the game. So congratulations, Mitch.
Can the Tigers make it two on the trot against the Dolphins tonight? Galvin, the big out for the Tigers.
Yeah, massive out, but pretty handy replacement in Jaden Sullivan. Obviously shifted to the bench last week in a utility role, but back in the sixth jersey, I feel like Aiden Caesar has been awesome for him. Jaden Sullivan definitely needs to step up in this one, in my opinion, but I can't go past the Dolphins. They started rocky, but they're on top of the ladder now. I'm sure they're not getting carried away with that.
They're in the groove now.
Yes, they are, but yeah, I think the Dolphins are going to be too strong for this one.
Cowboys Titans, who gives a flying? The Cowboys do that in a canter. They could play with 10 on the field, I reckon. And they do that at $1.14. Watch me eat my words next week.
You make sure you record that.
Clip that up, please.
Yeah, we'll clip it. We'll clip that.
And tomorrow, the final match of the round, you'll hear that on Triple M NRL. Raiders taking on the Eels. This is a toss of the coin, I reckon.
Yes. Yes, I think so too. Big game. Both sides really rely on that go forward, with particularly off their middles. You know, Joe Tapane up against Junior Polo, Regan Campbell-Gillard against Papali'i. Listen, it's going to be a massive game down in the nation's capital. I'm leaning towards the Raiders in this one. They definitely wouldn't be pleased with that capitulation last week against the Cronulla Sharks, especially after that 18-0 lead in halftime. So, listen, I think the Canberra Raiders will enter back in the winner's circle.
There you go. That's the rest of round five. Richard's list of grievances next. Some weeks, Richard scrambles for a grievance, but today the first thing he said was, I got my grievance. And you know...
what do you mean I scramble?
Sometimes you're like, oh, okay. And you find a grievance last minute, just behind the scenes.
There's just plenty of grievance.
Look at this one was well planned.
He's got a scroll of them. Look at it.
This one was well planned. Have you seen his Excel document?
No, I got to say.
It's extensive, man.
Oh, really?
I've got 600 and something man. In an Excel spreadsheet. How sad is that?
It has been a thrill having Josh Mansell with us once again. I think you've got another week.
Yes. Hope we extend that. We'll see how we go.
Oh,
Okay.
I'm loving it, boys. I'm loving it.
Hey, we're loving having you.
Thank you.
Killing it, man. Thanks for having us. If you missed anything, you can grab it on the Listener app after the show. Toby Rudolph joined us. Everything going on with the Dragons. That's there. My top three.
Yes.
Richard. Yes. It was pretty good this week.
That's not my grievance, by the way.
My top three? That's nice. It's coming. I know it's coming, but not today. What is it?
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now you're going to hear about it.
Richard's list of grievances.
You know, if someone said to the government, why don't you tax motorists? They go, oh, no, we can't have a road tax. We can't do that. And what they should say is, we already are.
Yeah.
With fines.
Oh, the revenue rate.
Driving around this city of Sydney has become so painful. They have got cameras everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Cameras everywhere. Who are trying to, they're not trying to catch people who are doing dangerous stuff, driving at 120 kilometres an hour in a 60 zone. They're not trying to catch them. They're trying to catch people who are driving 46 in a 40 zone or 54 in a 50 zone. They're not going to injure anybody, even themselves, right? But they want to collect that revenue, tick, 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 more and more money. And then they go and put traffic lights everywhere, huh? This is to, you know, make things safer. Everything's to make things safer. The road toll, by the way, keeps going up.
Doesn't it?
Sharpest rise in history last year. And most of those, you know, sadly, a lot of those injuries are out on regional roads where people are driving at pace, where they probably should put cameras, but there's not enough traffic to generate enough revenue.
And do you notice always roadworks on those regional roads too? Why isn't the road fixed? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Hey, can I tell you, over Christmas, right, and I agree with you for once, over Christmas, coming through the M5 city bound, you know where you turn off for Sydney Olympic Park?
Yeah.
Should be 100.
Yes, I agree.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'm going through 100, got me for 80, double demerits, right?
Yeah.
Since they have changed it to 100.
There you go.
So I've gotten double demerits.
You're the last soldier shot in the war.
I know.
Yeah. What about this? The variation in speed limits on the same road, just so that you didn't notice that it went from 70 to 60. You're still doing 70. Mm. So the camera gets you at 70 in a 60 zone. It's done to generate revenue.
This is disgusting. We're getting the transcript of this. We're typing it up. We're sending it to Chris Minns. I'm into it.
He knows what's going on.
It's a conspiracy. Everything is a conspiracy with you.